As part of our series on garden birds, common garden birds that are around us in many cases the whole year round, and I'm joined by Angus Kennedy of Nature Northwest, and our featured bird today is the goldcrest. So Angus, if you could play us the sound of the goldcrest first of all. That's like a squeaky wheelbarrow.
Just like a squeaky wheelbarrow. That's what they say about the goldcrest. It's very high pitched. So they sing at a very high frequency. So not everybody can hear it. And unfortunately, as we get older, our hearing range, the range that we can hear decreases. So sometimes we can struggle to hear the goldcrest. But they're very, very common. They're Ireland's smallest bird. In fact, Europe's smallest bird. They're a tiny, tiny little creature.
So very frail.
Very frail. And they stay with us all year round. So they're not a migratory bird. They tend to stay in Ireland the whole time. They're actually one of the few birds that like the conifer plantations. They like to be able to hop along the little branches and go into the tiny little Sitka spruce cones and the pine cones and take out little insects and little seeds from them.
And because they're so small, I'd imagine that they're also very fragile and, you know, they'll be under... It'll be tough for them during the winter.
It's very tough. If people can picture a robin, these guys are about one third to a half of the size of a robin. They are really tiny. A lot of people will be familiar with wrens, tiny little brown birds with a sticky uppy tail. But the goldcrest is even smaller than that. Very small, olivey green with a tiny little golden crest. They'll be high up in the trees, but they're heard more than they're seen. Because at this time of year, they're singing out that little squeaky wheelbarrow song, which marks out their territory.
Olive green in colour, high in the trees, quite hard to spot, but so long as our hearing range allows us, they're very easy to hear in a way because of that high-pitched call.
They are, and the fact, I think every time I hear my first goldcrest singing in the springtime, I think it's a minor miracle. And they're about the size of a golf ball, they weigh about the same as a 2 cent coin, and they have to eat up to 2 times their own body weight in the winter just to be able to put on enough fat reserves to be able to survive the night, the cold nights. So the fact these little creatures are able to survive throughout the wintertime at all is incredible. There's not much food for them. But now at this time of year, you can hear them because their song is reasonably loud, quite vigorous, and they're everywhere. As long as there's tall trees, you'll hear the goldcrest.
And I suppose one of the birds that it's important in the harsh weather that we leave a little something out for them.
Yeah, and they will, they don't come up to the feeders so much, but they will come up and scavenge seeds. They need little bits of scrubland and of shelter. So it's one of the reasons to leave shelter patches, leave little wild patches in your garden. It's essential for an awful lot of wildlife, and these guys included. Also leaving a bit of ivy on trees if you can, because they'll shelter in there and they'll find lots of food and bugs in there. They'll sometimes occasionally go into nest boxes as well and use those in the wintertime too.
The goldcrest, let's have another listen. High pitched indeed, yes. Angus, thank you.
Thanks very much.